USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the United States continue to spike, Dr. Anthony Fauci says news of a potential coronavirus vaccine should serve as a motivator to the American people.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Fauci also saying many Americans have what's known as COVID fatigue.
People are worn out about this. But we've got to hang in there a bit longer, particularly as we get into the holiday seasons and the colder weather.
President Trump in a series of tweets on Sunday saying Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is a winner only in the eyes of mainstream media outlets, signaling his desire to keep contesting the November 3rd election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Dustin Johnson is a champion of this year's Masters Golf Tournament. He finished at 20 under par, which sets a new record at the famed course. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Control of the Senate will come down to two runoff elections in Georgia in January. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She believes Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue both have good chances of winning in Georgia.
Look, I think both these candidates are going to present pretty good, compelling reasons to vote for them. I would point out, again, both of them were supposed to be blown away. That's what the polls told us. Raphael Warnock, according to one poll, was up by 15 points. So the fact that they didn't overwhelm the race and that we're here in a runoff, I think speaks to the fact that this is not easily decided. Georgia voters are going to have to make some good, tough decisions, but I do think the Republicans, both of them, have very strong cases. You've seen Kelly Loeffler stand up to big tech in the Senate, David Perdue come out for, you know, fundamental immigration reform, against surprise medical billing. These are things that matter to voters in Georgia and voters across the country, because this is going to be a national race whether we like it or not.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.